Getting to Know You by Helen Leff, LMSW. Tech advances in our digital age sometimes feel like being on a runaway train, but if you don't hop on, you get left behind. It seems like dating apps are a ride on that train. Dating apps are designed to find love, yet there's an argument that online dating has killed romance. I hear both sides of the dating online story from women who come to Maze Women's Health. Author Eric Kleinenberg argues that these apps are changing our norms, making us ruder, flakier, and more self-involved. New York Times Modern Love columnist Dan Jones comments that love requires vulnerability, so sending a text to the tune of "What's up?" doesn't allow for us to practice being vulnerable. Also, people on these sites tend to lie about their attributes. Additionally, some say that dates are treated like commodities that can be replaced instead of nurturing real connections. On the other hand, data shows a high success rate with online dating in LGBTQ+ communities, the over 55 set, and the disabled, because these apps offer us a way to connect to people we wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to meet. The pro app camp focuses on how easy it is to just swipe away unwanted attention. Bottom line, when it comes to different ways to meet someone these days, many people have actually met somebody on the internet and feel that online dating is a fine way to find love. It appears that if you are open to love, romance will persist, even if it's done with the swipe of a finger. If you'd like more information, please contact us for a free phone consultation at 914-328-3700. Or you can email us. Our email address is info@mazewomenshealth.com.